Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It is Patriots Monday after a big win over the Bills last night, and you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will talk about it with Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 and with Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the New England Patriots, at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. By the way, sincere thanks to everybody who came out on Friday in Newport, Rhode Island. What a time that was. Weather was what a beautiful weekend. We should probably open the weather window, if we could, for Curtis, the Window World of Boston weather window, because I think it's going to be 80 again after a beautiful weekend. Back-to-back days, upper 70s, 80s. Curtis, what do we got out there today?
Well, I could see a football season from my house. 58 degrees and clear, afternoon high of 81. Mm. And looking in the upper 70s tomorrow. And Greg, if you could bring some dip tomorrow, not the other dip, but the food dip.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a Yankee elimination party.
Oh, excellent. Okay, good. Yeah.
Full moon tonight, too.
It is. Yep. Yeah. The James Van Zolden and the Moons. Big moon guy.
You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. This is Austin from New Bedford. Hello, Austin.
Hey, guys, good morning. First off, I'd just like to be invited to that Yankee elimination party, if that's all right with you.
Curtis?
Austin, the more the merrier. I love socializing.
This sounds good. Just wanted to touch on, obviously, so many positives from yesterday. Defense was absolute shutdown. I think they did fantastic. Drake May scrambling. I mean, this kid can throw a ball on the run. I just think if we could keep him in the pocket with a good old, I mean, I just think the opportunities are endless with this kid. I'm just curious what your thoughts are if we could keep him in the pocket and give him some time in there.
Yeah, I mean, he may be better at times outside of it.
Very much so.
Certainly the offensive line, which, you know, doesn't get talked about a lot. We went into the season fearing the worst, and they are, you know, five games into it. They look pretty good.
Yeah, they look really good.
Last night wasn't their best showing. You saw a lot of two running backs on the field, both staying in max protect. So you had five guys trying to protect Drake May because Buffalo was dialing up as much pressure as they could pretty early in that game. But, I mean, when they did keep a pocket, like, Drake was awesome. Like, I thought early on he was feeling the rush a little bit, Wiggy. I don't know if that's what you saw too. Like, he clearly was not keeping his eyes downfield as long as he should have. Probably missed a couple big plays he could have had in that first quarter. But then as soon as that drive happened at the end of the first half, like, he was locked in.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be nitpicky this morning, and I don't know why anybody would, he does at times, or at least he did last night, hold on to the ball a little longer than you would like him to.
Right. So then some of those sacks, are they, you start to view, are these coverage sacks? Are these sacks where the quarterback is holding on to it too long, where maybe, all right, at this point in time, just chuck it away or just try to get out of there and run? So I think you have to go back and, you know, we can ask Vrabel about that. And that was one of the things that I wrote down, like, some of the sacks, because I thought I think that the offensive line has been relatively good. And how many of those four sacks were strictly on the O-line or more because A, receivers couldn't get open quick enough, or Drake May was holding on to the football.
And I thought Will Campbell, it wasn't, you know, a pass protection, but there was a running play early in the game, and he just pancaked the crap out of 57 on the Bills. Like, that guy, what Vrabel says about play till, what is it?
The echo of the whistle.
Yeah, that is
nasty.
He was nasty, but he embodies that in a way that is good to watch. And the fact that we haven't talked about Will Campbell is the biggest compliment that you could give him.
Yes, exactly.
As far as his accuracy goes, I mean, you can't really point to many instances last night where he wasn't spot on with the football. I mean, Hunter Henry should have caught that ball.
One at the goal line with 4 seconds on the clock. Yeah.
That's not on Drake May.
No, I think he made like one quote unquote like bad pass,
and he airmailed one early.
Yeah, he airmailed Hunter Henry over the middle of the field a little bit, but he also, I think. Again, like I think he, that was right before kind of that drive that he locked in,
that he threw, not the one end zone ball, but the ball that he threw to Hunter Henry, which essentially he was the only one who could go up and get, was an unbelievable throw.
Yeah, that's the throw he was trying to make the first time, overthrew it a little bit the first time, and then absolutely nailed it the second time.
And Greg, to me, one of the more impressive throws was an incompletion, also relatively early in the game, to Steph Diggs, where there was a safety coming into the middle that was going to just absolutely take Diggs out. And Drake May threw it to his back shoulder so he wouldn't get clobbered. Steph Diggs dropped it.
Yeah.
But in the end, you'd rather have a dropped pass instead of an injured Diggs.
I remember that one.
Drake apologized for that one after the game, though, too, because he said that he screwed up on that pass. So he saved Steph, but he also didn't like the pass.
This is Dave from Malden. Hello, Dave.
How you doing? Shime, pipe down. Anyway, in my opinion, this was the biggest win since 2013 when they beat Denver, and they didn't win it that year. They lost to Denver in the AFC Championship, but that was back when like we didn't think they were going to ever win it again. that was a huge win. So, and as far as like Shime saying like he missed a guy here, he missed Diggs. He threw a little behind him. He threw it high to Hunter Henry, okay, and then at the end of the first half, like he had to get it out. But here's the thing: when it came down to it, what did he do? And trust me, as 20 years, I'm 49 years old, almost 50.
Yeah.
I've lived it all. I've had a great life. But when it came down to it. I didn't have any faith in him.
Yeah.
What did he do? He drove him down the field.
He gave you a little
faith.
Maybe
you should pipe down.
That's all we're looking for. Just a little bit of faith.
I love how he started that call.
You got to have faith.
Shine pipe down.
What? Why? What did
Biscuit,
I do?
Limp Bizkit cover, faith cover, rejoin, please.
All right.
Okay.
Faith Hill.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to it, Shine, right now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Sean, did a frat party break out? What's going on?
I'm stealing this back from the Buffalo Bills. That's what I'm doing.
That's the Isley Brothers.
Damn right.
And Shout. And, of course, made famous. I mean, it was famous on its own, but also made famous in Animal House. Obscure reference, if I could. So.
And Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers.
I mean, that scene.
Yes.
A lot of boobs.
Leads brought to you this morning by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Shime.
Hey, Greg. I'll be honest. I can't believe I'm doing this. But there is a realistic chance 3 weeks from right now, the Patriots sit in first place in the AFC East. Your next three opponents are the Saints, Titans, and Browns. They all stink.
Mm-hmm.
They're and not just stink. They're all some three of the worst teams in the entire NFL. You should win those three games. The Bills, however, have the Falcons, who aren't that good, the Panthers, who stink, and then the Kansas City Chiefs 3 weeks from now. If they lose to the Kansas City Chiefs, you then, if you've won your next three games, would take over first place in the AFC East. A position at no point in the season did I ever expect you to be in. And so I just...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Think that what last night gave you was it made a statement to the rest of the league that you're an actual legitimate competitive football team with the best teams in the league. Your quarterback is on the rise and you are officially able to contend with anybody. You can actually have a football game with anybody and compete. And I think that was kind of the sign for me that I'm like, okay, like this is everything that we thought could happen is actually happening. This is real. Let's continue to move forward in this direction now.
Are you saying why not us?
Not why not us. It's just like a, like, cause as the biggest Drake May fan, maybe in the country, there has always been that lingering apprehension. Never once did I waver. Never once did I back down.
Well, but your win totals were all over the map.
Yeah, but I never doubted my guy. Never once. And last night was the proof that I needed, that I knew I made the right decision. I knew that when I said before he was drafted by the New England Patriots, he was going to be a phenomenal NFL quarterback. Last night put it all in perspective. I feel vindicated. I feel happy. I've been levitating since the end of the game.
Yeah.
I don't care. This is amazing.
To reference your post on X, it does seem to be lasting more than 4 hours.
Yeah, yes. It's
excitement. And it's not why not us. It can be us.
It could be
and
us.
And the thing that I had said, Chime, to kind of, you know, tag on to your lead a little bit, I had said, if you beat Pittsburgh, back then, you would be playing Buffalo for first place. Now, unfortunately, that game is, you know, it was what it was. But Shime's exactly right. You're in great position.
Well, you should have won the Raiders game.
Yeah. I know that.
That's the thing, right?
That's the game you should have won.
If you play that team next week, you crush the Raiders.
Yeah.
Right. That's the issue. And, like, that's the difference. But, again, like, that's sometimes the growth of a football team. That's why you play 17 games and not three.
Right.
But don't we have to credit the coordinator if we're going to blame him when Drake doesn't play well?
Oh, yeah. Give Josh a ton of credit. I didn't hear his name in that lead.
I don't think
last night was one of Josh McDaniels' signature nights so far this year. I think he has had other better games. I think a lot of the success from tonight was the improvisational skills of Drake May and Stephon Diggs. Sorry, last night was the improvisational skills of Drake May and Stephon Diggs. Like, that to me is what stood out from that game. Not the play calling, because at times I thought it was very lacking. The toss play to Ramondre was Josh's best call of the night. I don't even think it was close.
But here's the thing about Josh, and this could be crazy to say, but if Drake continues this and the Patriots have an unbelievable season, I was going to give Curtis a little plug in my lead, but there's a chance that you could easily get to 10 wins.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels' name could be thrown around as...
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. If Drake May has an unbelievable season and they win the AFC East, you don't think that they're going to be saying... Hey,
Josh should be a head coach somewhere again?
What are your old crazy take?
Hey, listen, I'm just throwing it out there.
There is a potential that next year, Mike Vrabel is the longest tenured coach in the AFC East. Because if the Bills don't do what they should do, McDermott, I think, is gone. And Aaron Glenn doesn't look like he's doing anything there. And Mike McDaniel is a disaster.
Man, the Jets might be the worst franchise in any of the professional sports. Right. They are awful.
And you play them twice.
Yeah. God.
They don't have a single takeaway year.
0-5 and not a single takeaway, which I don't think has ever happened before.
But they some great dancing.
It hasn't happened since they started keeping track of that in 1933.
Yeah, I think Aaron Glenn's the first Jets coach ever in his first year to go 0-5.
And I thought he was going to do.
They've had some horrible teams.
Right. Yeah.
And I thought he was going to do a good job down there because it's just like his personality. I played with him. But I don't know if anybody can save the Jets.
What a great weekend for New York. The Yankees get their D stepped on in Canada. The Jets lose. They're 0-5. The Giants lost to the worst team in football, and they're now the worst team in football, and Buffalo lost to the Patriots.
All right, and Mark Sanchez is running around beating up senior citizens. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more leads coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.